WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Meet Lyle Lovett.
Hello, I'm the guy who sits next to you and reads the newspaper over your shoulder. Wait, don't turn the page. I'm not finished. Life is so uncertain.
Here I am. Yes, it's me. Take my hand, and you'll see. Here I am. Yes, it's true. All I want, girl, is you. Here I am
is from Lyle Lovett's new album, Lyle Lovett and His Large Band. Lovett's first album came out in 1986, at a time, he says, when country music was open to a new breed, singer-songwriters who loved the genre but also loved to play with its conventions and were undeniably influenced by rock, blues, and jazz. Lovett grew up in Klein, Texas, and still lives in his hometown north of Houston. He's currently on tour with his 10-piece band. Lovett was performing at the Schubert Theater in Philadelphia, so we asked him to stop by and talk about his music. He brought his guitar, but before he played, I wanted to ask him about another track from the new album, I Married Her Just Because She Looks Like You.
It's not the words. You know I'll always love you. It's not the words. I wish I could stay. It's more the way your lips look as you spoke them. How the moonlight fell upon your face. I married her just because she looks like you.
Is there a story behind the song?
Oh, just sort of. It's just one of those smart aleck kind of songs, really. You know, I really do like country music. And for me, most of my songs start with a lyrical idea, and that really suggests the music very quickly. And a song like I Married Her just had to be a country song, I think.
Well, it's got such a nice hook. I mean, I figured that's the line you came up with first. I married her because she looked like
you. Yeah, it was. I actually saw somebody that reminded me a lot of somebody that I used to know.
Should I ask you about the lyric that everybody, all your reviews have quoted?
Sure.
The She's No Lady.
Oh, sure, if you want to, yeah.
Yeah, now, you want to recite the chorus?
Yeah, how about if I played it?
Sure, play it, yeah, good.
She hates my mama, she hates my daddy too. She loves to tell me she hates the things I do. She loves to lie beside me almost every night. Well, she's no lady, she's my wife. The preacher asked her, and she said, I do. The preacher asked me, and she said, yes, he does too. The preacher said, I pronounce you 99 to life. Son, she's no lady, she's your wife. She's no lady, she's my
Reviewers who love your records point out that song as an example as a sexist lyric. What do you think?
No, it's, you know, I don't hate women. I hate everybody.
Is that the pose you think of yourself as having?
No, it's just a joke. You know, that's an old joke. That's an old joke. That's no lady, that's my wife. I mean, it's an old punchline to an old joke.
You do stand by your man on your new record. And I was wondering why you chose to do it. It's kind of nasty when sung from a man's point of view.
Doing that song actually came out of doing a piece for Morning Edition one time. they asked me what my favorite country song was, and I'm terrible at naming favorites, and I don't know why that popped into my mind, but I also think it works from a male point of view. It's a very 1989 kind of thing. If a man wants to be stood by in this day and time, I think he's got to ask for it.
So do you feel like you're working with stereotypes in your songs instead of upholding them yourself?
Yes. Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, using the stereotype to, you know, sort of propping it up to knock it down, really.
Are you considered the oddball in some country music circles?
I think so, but not in a negative way. The kind of support I've gotten, a lot of support from from other people that play country music and other performers and people in the business, almost as if they're saying, "Wow, we can't believe you're getting away with this stuff. Go, you know, keep going." Like, they're very encouraging about it. You know?
Can I ask you to sing a chorus of one of the songs that was on your first record?
Sure.
This is a song called God Will.
Who keeps on trusting you when you've been cheating and spending your nights on the town? And who keeps on saying that he still wants you when you're through running around? And who keeps on loving you when you've been lying, saying things ain't what they seem? Well, God does, but I don't. God will, but I won't. That's the difference between God and me. God does, but I don't. God will, but I won't. That's the difference.
I love the arrogance of it. it's a very, very arrogant song.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. What kind of reaction did you get to that in country music circles? Because you manage in one song to insult the lover, religion, and to make yourself an absolute power.
Well, I guess empirically speaking, it went to 17.
That's
on the,
great,
on the Billboard,
yeah,
country chart, so somewhere about a 17's worth of reaction, I guess.
I think most of your airplay has been on country stations and public radio stations.
Well, your public radio has been very good to me. You know, before I ever got a record deal, the station you're on in College Station, Texas, KAMU, used to have me on all the time, and KUT down in Austin would have me on, and so playing my stuff before it was ever on records. But yeah, my first nationwide exposure, really, I guess, was on country radio.
Is it hard to cross over from country?
Oh gosh, I'm not really trying to cross over. I'm just really trying to just do my songs, and I don't care where they get played, really. My producer at MCA said, "Heck, if we can't cross over, we'll cross under." So. I think that's, we'll sneak up on them.
Can you do another of your songs for us?
Sure. This is a song that I wrote back in 1979. That was on my second album. And as a kid, I never really could decide what I wanted to do, what I wanted to be when I grew up. So I felt that way a lot when I was in school. And so it's a song about wanting to be everything, wanting to be a cowboy, a great cowboy hero, and a sea captain all at the same time.
If I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean and set me up on my pony on my boat. I set me up on my pony.